Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie.
Get plate exit savings across the Mazda BT50 4x4 Ute range. See your local Mazda dealer today.
And the Redbacks are currently playing the New South Wales Blues at the moment. They're none for 46 in the second innings. Got 230 in their first. SA made 293, so they are still behind with 10 wickets in hand. But joining us now, coach of the Redbacks, Chuck Berry. G'day, mate.
Gilly, do you ever sleep? I was driving home last night and I heard your ice bathing, and now you're up and about again today. I mean, you're just a workaholic.
Thanks, mate.
He's a night owl. He's got insomnia and a few other bits and pieces. So. Plus, he had the girlfriend in town. He was lonely. She'd just flown out.
Yep.
Righto, Chuckles. Look, it's all happening down there. Not at the rate we'd like. It's a little bit different to last week. But let's talk about the pink balls. How have they gone?
Not too bad, to be honest. They've swung around a bit with the new ball, which has been good. And then the only criticism I could probably give you is they go a bit softer earlier than the red ones do. The red ones seem to just keep their hardness probably for 40 to 50 overs. But after about 20 overs, these guys are a little bit softer. So I don't know about the pigmentation in the leather and all that type of stuff, but they go softer. So Johan Botha didn't mind bowling with it, I can assure you of that.
He'll put his hand up for another one.
He bowled really well with that pink ball there, Chuck, to give us a good position. Now, Tommy Cooper and Travis, how good is this Travis Head? You've kept an eye on him. You've brought him into this senior program. He's, 21 years old, 20 years old. Can this kid bat for Australia at number 3 in years to come?
I think he can, Jars, and you don't want to put too much pressure on a young kid, but he's super talented. He's really, left-hander, and he's a clean striker of the ball. The thing I like, Jars, when he goes in, we score quickly, and that's what we need to do here in Adelaide. He moves the game. He's got all the shots. He's a confident young kid, and I think he's got the goods and needs to have a couple of strong seasons for us here. But we're going to keep investing in him as we did this game. We made a tough decision, and Cozzy missed out. We could have left the kid out, but we left him in at number 5 in between the experienced lineup.
Is he? Because he's gotten out with some good numbers under the belt, Chuck. Does he just need to be able to temper himself just that little bit?
Very much, Louis. You can relate to it as a young man, coming onto the big stage, the bright lights, all that stuff. And he sort of gets 50, 60 and relatively easily. And then, I had one of those coaches chats with him yesterday, probably a little bit too soon after we got out. There was still a little bit of steam in the body. And I basically kicked him and said, mate, you had a chance today to make a big one. And you're sitting here, we're talking about how you got out. So he just... It's a strength and a weakness, and he's 20 years of age, and that's reflected sometimes in his mode of dismissal. He keeps going. He doesn't know how to bat through the gears, where Tom Cooper yesterday went up and down and got 120. He was superb.
Chuck, can you have a coach's chat with my co-host? Just worried about him on certain levels, right? If I send him down there, will you just have a word with him?
I've tried before to no avail, and made Marion's try, and I'll just leave it at that, and I think we know leopards and spots.
See, Chuck, it's got to the point in here where I'm breath testing him, not for drinking, but for pies and takeaways. I'm at wit's end.
Is he on the seafood? Is he he's on that seafood diet, is he?
Yeah, absolutely. Never seafood better.
Hey, Chuck, I had a good day out on Saturday for Grange. I don't want to brag anymore, but I'll look forward to catching up with that cricket bat that you've kindly donated to, just quietly.
Yeah, no, I've donated. It's called Callum Ferguson. Seriously, he's got enough wood to start a fire in his locker. Lovely Grey Nichols sponsor. And it's
lovely.
Ferguson, I reckon he's got 15 bats, so I just slipped one into the coach's office for you, Jarrod.
You're a good man.
It's ready to go. All
right. And also, Chuck, if the boys need a confidence boost, I can send him down for a net session.
He's been promising for 2 years he's going to come and bowl. But still haven't seen the bald man yet.
Great man. What about this? South Australia first innings, 293. New South Wales at the moment, none for 13. What's the game plan now with New South Wales? We're going to obviously try and bowl them all out cheaply, but where do you see this game going now in day 3?
Look, the wicket's pretty slow. It's hard work, but it's one of those you've got to bowl stump to stump, and it'll probably be bowled in LBW mode of dismissals more so than caught in the slips. It's a pretty good wicket, but it's drying out, so the plan is to bowl them out today, and then we'll have a full day tomorrow to chase the runs down. So, at the minute, as you say, we haven't got a wicket yet, but Sayers and Worrell are bowling tidily. So we saw last week they came with a rush, and if we can do that, a bit like the rush hour, we can just knock a few over and then go in and chase them down. I said, look, I think there's going to be 6 points. I really do. And hopefully we're on the right side of it tomorrow, Arvo.
And the new point system, you're all good with that?
No, I really like it, Louis. And it played last game. We declared 75 runs behind, whereas last year we probably, because we're only three wickets out, we probably would have chased the 2 points. And yeah. I must admit, and you guys know me, I'd much rather play for the six. So we pulled the pin behind. And that's what this system encourages, really, to chase the outright victory, which is much better cricket, more entertaining than boring draws.
Beautiful, Chuckles. Great to talk to you.
Mate.
Fingers crossed the boys get a couple of early ones and we're right in the hunt again.
Thanks, lads. Cheers.
Redbacks coach Darren Berry there on the Rush Hour with Jars and Lewis.
He's the VT. Don't worry about that. Right, a little bit of footy stuff floating around, Jars. Let's start with Neil Craig. You intrigued me when you mentioned that before the song.
Well, he's head of football at the Heston Football
at
Club.
The Dons, yes.
Senior coach of the Adelaide Crows. Mm-hmm. Fitness coach, premiership
Went
fitness
to Melbourne.
Coach. Went to Melbourne with Mark Neal to try and change the culture and create a very good football club. Failed to do that. Couldn't wait to get out of the back door, and he did, Craigie. So ended up at the Essendon Football Club.
Mark Neal's ended up at the Essendon Football
Mark
Club.
Mark Neal's at the Essendon Football Club. No, Neil Craig said, I'll never ever coach another football club or get involved in another football club again. Anyway, now, there is some reports as of this morning that the Western Bulldogs, who will, I think, shore up Luke Beveridge as their senior coach.
It's looking like that, isn't it?
By the hour. The Bulldogs are going very, very hard to chase and to get Neil Craig to come over as their senior assistant.
Someone to hold the
coach
while he goes through it all.
Yeah.
Beveridge is, for those who don't know, fantastic record. Three premierships in amateurs, C grade, B grade, A grade, all in a row. Collingwood premiership and two at Hawthorne.
Excellent credentials.
Amazing credentials.
And a players coach too.
Yeah, great communication skills and a really good defensive aspect to his coaching, which is what you need these days.
Yeah, so the Bulldogs are going very hard on Neil Craig. Now, I'm not saying Neil Craig's going to go, but he's been sought out to be a senior assistant at the Western Bulldogs.
All right, cool. Now, what have you got? Tell me about the reserves situation.
Okay, now, there are some clubs over there, some VFL clubs, and the AFL are looking at it, is that they'll play, they could return as curtain raisers for some of the main games.
Yes, please.
Now, Mark Evans is floating the idea that, say, Collingwood VFL side would play before Collingwood v Carlton when they're scheduled.
Back to the future.
I think it's a great idea.
So do I.
I think clubs should do it. And again, Louis, you and I have been saying this until we're blue in the face, is that it's time the AFL had a national reserves competition.
Absolutely. There's enough money around.
There is plenty.
The reserves especially only died out because there was no cash.
They can easily do it. They can easily do it.
But every club would want it because you get to, it's your production line. You control how everything is done. When you outsource like anything, you lose control. All the clubs, and they say it, the clubs with reserves teams, like the Geelongs of the world, you can develop up your protégés.
Spot on.
You can get them all under the guy and say, play under the same ruling and the same style of play. So when they step in, they know what's going on. I can't wait.
I think you'll see some fixtures locked in for next year. VFL clubs playing as curtain raisers before the senior game. What have you got?
A couple of other footy ones. Brian Taylor returns to Triple M.
How's
to call
that?
Footy next year.
Did we drop that on Camel Spit?
Yeah.
When we used to have Camel Spit?
Yeah, back when you were uncupped.
While I was up and about.
Let fly. I think you may have.
But that's a good get for Triple M. He's
BT's back.
I reckon he's great.
Back from the other mob. Neil Baum, who has been footy manager and in control of everything football at Geelong for the past 8 seasons, is now back at Collingwood.
Oh.
Which now begs the question.
Couldn't believe this.
How much compensation is anybody willing to pay the cats for selling someone so late? Because, geez, isn't it funny how it goes and swings
Bit
around.
Of karma, Ed.
Oh, so
bit
that,
of karma, Ed.
Which is, and again, just Barmy obviously spent a lot of time at Collingwood as well, back in that spot to take over the job vacated by Rodney Eade. So that's a really good one for them. Ashley Prescott, you remember him from the Tigers?
Yep.
Bit of a player. Yep. Went over to Fremantle, did some assistant coaching. He is up with the Gold Coast, been there for 12 months. He has now been announced as their forwards coach for the coming season.
Stephen Wells is the one that could replace Neil Baum down at Geelong, which I thought the Crows were going to chase Stephen Wells as our new list manager.
I think that was on the spit.
That was on the spit.
Was it? Yeah, is that
or
happening?
Was it on the Weber?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he had it turned down.
Hey, Premiership coach Alistair Clarkson is using a Manchester City fact-finding mission to borrow ideas as Hawthorn consider building a massive new training base away
$50 million
from Waverley Park.
If they move,
spend
30 to redevelop it and get it to where they want, or spend 50 on a brand spanking new one, and based on the academy setups they have over there with Man U and Tottenham and co.
And he's Clarke has told the Hawthorn Football Club website from England he believed he had morphed into a more of a manager than a coach.
And he said,
"You've been saying that for
donkeys. He hadn't taken a drill for 3 years.
Nah.
He delegates.
That's where it's going.
When he coaches on match day,
that's all he does.
And he gets and he uses his senior blokes to deliver
drive
the message
and
do all the stuff for him.
Could I do that at Ironbank next year?
I think you could with about two.
Rudy Mandemaker,
yes.
My assistant coach,
news, who got
in a lot of trouble.
News from the Hills League, yes.
Yes, news from the Hills. Has been poached by a rival Hills club.
Probably a good thing.
Offered the reserves senior coaching job.
Oh.
And
getting
told
compo?
Me today,
yep.
I need 24 hours to think about it. So I could lose Rudy Mandemaker.
Tell him to take 2 minutes. With your record, Rudy. Because, I mean, the fines alone. he's in the negative.
Rush Hour. Chuck Berry up next on the show. 104.6 the Mazda BT 54x4 Ute range. See your local Mazda dealer today.
On the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, it's Hero. Or zero.
Yeah, pretty straightforward technique. If you can't understand it, don't operate heavy machinery, I tell you. Jars nominates his heroes and his zeros from the weekend. Righto, big man, where you go?
All right, let's go. Ready?
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
What?
Well, 66-year-old Robert Plant has ripped up a contract in front of a stunned promoter for a Led Zeppelin reunion. The 35-date tour.
Yeah.
And these boys have been offered $924 million.
Yep.
For a 35-date tour.
Yep.
Robert Plant just ripped it up and said no thanks and walked out of the room.
$30 million a gig.
That's before taxes, $346 million apiece.
What? And he just says, nah.
Nah.
Not the now?
Walked out. Said, come on, Robert. Yeah, we want you back. Adelaide Oval wants you. We've had the Stones. Mick Jagger's 71.
Don't worry about us. What about the bandmates?
Well,
just because Rob's got plenty.
Yeah, and John Bonham's lad. Mm. Is that his name? John Bonham, the drummer? That's his boy, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, he could have got and set up $346 million apiece. Maybe the promoters are going to go back with the billion.
Yeah.
Do the AFL rights.
Round it up.
Just round it up.
Sounds better.
And maybe that's what Rob's looking for.
Maybe he said, yeah, I need the bill.
Can you believe that?
He said, I want to be a billionaire.
They offered ABBA $1 billion for a reunion.
Yeah.
And they're still stewing on it.
Yeah, well, I would too if I was ABBA.
Come on, Rob. Jeez. We want you. 35-date tour.
I mean.
He says they won't tour without John.
Well, get over it.
You got to let it go, Rob. You got to let it go.
All right, who else?
All right. He's not a zero.
No.
But what he's got is a zero. The great man, Richie Beno. You're a zero. Skin cancer.
Yeah.
They're the zero.
We don't have a soundbite for skin cancer.
No,
obviously.
We don't.
But we've got some of the Aussie cricketers doing their impersonations of Richie Beno.
2 for 22. 2 for 22. Beautiful day here at Bell Reef.
2 for 22. Well, here we are back at the SCG. England are 2 for 22.
Can you hit zero again for me after that? Ricky Ponting.
You got a zero, Ricky.
Just because you became a father again for the third time.
You got your hair transplant.
How's the hair?
And he's got a little boy.
Finally got a little boy after continuing.
But Richie Beno, if you just tuned in, has come out and he's got skin cancer. It's a terrible disease. He's in radio. 84-year-old great. Is battling the cancer, undergoing radiation therapy, as we just mentioned. Must cover up. Please cover up. Any kid who's playing any sport, just whack the cream on. Whack the bloody long sleeve
on.
Wear the hat. It's a dirty, dirty word, skin cancer. So for me, you're a zero.
Yep.
Right. Have you got one?
I have.
James Heard.
Oh.
Back in court.
What is he?
Go away, Hurdy. Go and coach. Do us all a favour. Change your name. Go and have some surgery or something so we can't recognise you anymore. Is that too hard?
It's your segment.
No, it's not your segment.
it's your content.
If it gets picked up, they'll go, Andrew Jarman was doing a segment called Heroes and Zeros. And they told James Head.
What happened to him in day of court?
It's still going.
So they're in
still
court.
Still don't even have the result yet.
Who's looking after the kids?
Well, she's in court.
Nanny.
No, Tanya's in court with him.
Of course
taking
she is.
What she does best? Notes.
All right.
Any more?
I got one more.
Go.
I got one more. Christmas pageant. What a great sight. 300,000 families lining the streets of South Australia. 64 floats. Santa's back in town, Dale.
Yes, I went. Look, the looks on
How'd you go, mate?
I had a great time. My kids loved it, and that was enough for me. The look on their faces,
beautiful.
I'm mesmerised.
What was the favourite float?
Oh, they didn't mind the snow globe.
What about the nutcracker?
Yeah, it was pretty good. What about there was some acrobats
Nimbles.
That came past? Yeah, the two little... Evie wants to... She said to me, she goes, Dad,
she wants to
I
be
want
fairy.
To go on a float next year.
Right.
I said, I can make that happen like
yeah.
that. No,
beautiful.
I can't. I said, I'll have to look into it. Dad might have to go and work for a credit union.
Cousin Louis on 104.7 Classic Triple M. And you can get plate exit savings across the Mazda BT50 4x4 Ute range. See your local Mazda dealer today. That's all from us pretty much today.
Sure is. Thanks to everybody who called in. Loving duck season. Keep the calls
well
on
done.
Coming, Jazz.
Beautiful. Thanks to Chuck Berry. The boys are going okay, are we? We're going okay.
All right. And everything else. And well done on Heroes and Zeros. But up next, Gilly. We love it when you get your 1% of the show.
What have you done?
Here it is, the worst on ground.
Welcome to the Rush Hour's Worst on Ground, celebrating the low points of the week on the show. One vote is given to Chris from Broken Hill. We asked the family to call in and tell us whether they had a win on the Melbourne Cup. Most people just said how much they won and how. Chris had a bit more to say.
Well, anyway, we spoke this morning, not you, but the guys this morning. This is really ironic. I'm 4'11". Yeah. My birthday falls on the 4th of the 11th.
Yep.
I wanted to be a jockey.
She's still talking behind me here, but just a reminder that all we asked was whether you'd won on the cup. Let's see if she's still going.
They wouldn't let women up ladders and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I said to Jake, the dog, I said...
Due to time restraints, we'll leave her rolling, but move on.
Please stop!
We're awarding two votes to Jars for something that Louis observed over the last few months regarding people who are called Andrew.
Do you always put on an accent when an Andy calls in?
Let's see if he's right. Welcome to Introducing Andy's, a study of Jars' accent.
Let's go to Westbourne Park. Hello, Andy. How are you? Hey, let's go to Andrew of Panorama. Goodness me. G'day, Andy. Let's go to Andrew of Mount Barker. Hello, Andrew.
Oh, Andy.
Andrew. Me mother used to go, Andrew.
Now, why don't we check back in with Chris to see how she's getting on?
Yep, anyway, so I thought with the win in place, I'll just go for everyone.
Yeah.
And the worst on ground's three votes goes to poor Louis' self-esteem. After saying he was tired of sportsmen doing autobiographies, the family let him know what they thought of him.
Louis just jealous that no one ever wanted to write a book about him.
I mean, if you had an illustrious career in anything, I'm sure you'd write a book about it and cash in while you could, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it'd be about radio calls.
And that's it for the Rush Hour's Worst on... Actually, I wonder if Chris from Broken Hill's still going.
While my partner's shearing sheep.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it's been my birthday, I've got the day off.
Yeah.
That's it for the Rush Hour's Worst on Ground.
Classic Triple M's.
Can't wait for that one. Plenty happening in the football world, and we need your help right now. 133353.
Mm-hmm.
Collingwood are involved, and there's a compo claim, I think, which is going to go against the Pies this time. They've just poached Neil Barham from the Geelong Football Club to fill the vacant role left by Rodney Eade, who went to the Gold Coast Suns to take up the coaching option, Jars.
Mm.
Now, naturally, Eddie wanted compensation, and it was a big, just a big blue almost.
And what did he get for it?
Oh, it was a behind
20 closed. Grand.
We're believing around about 50 grand.
Okay.
Somewhere along the line. Right. So it's only fair in love and war that Collingwood should pay some compensation. We need everyone's help right now. What should Collingwood pay compensation to Geelong for big Neil Barham coming back?
Mate, he's restructured the footy department down at the Geelong
Absolutely.
Footy Club. He's changed their culture because he's been a former player and a wonderful coach in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
I think 100 grand.
Yeah, Eddie would say he's been on a rolling contract, so strictly not poached. But that's just it. But I want to have some fun with him. I mean, what is the compensation? Yeah. I would have thought with Ed, potentially. I mean, I'd love to see his head almost explode somewhere along the line.
Yes.
So I don't know whether he could just do one of those hold his breath for 60 seconds.
Oh.
With Darcy McMalloy. In the
Boom.
Morning, that'll be okay.
Brian Cook, the CEO of the Geelong Football Club, who every club tries to poach at the end of the football season because he's that good, he would have been on the phone to Eddie straight away.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, 120 large if you want the big boy.
I would have said, look, that Lexus you're driving.
Mm.
Who's your suit? Where do you get your suits, mate? One for everyone down here.
But should clubs pay for administration? People.
No, they're
more assistant coaches and coaches. Not so much the administration.
Admin
side
you'd call it employees.
You think more, they should be so. You think they should
No.
Be.
Oh, I just want to have the fun element here with the fact that what should Eddie have to compensate
because
cough up.
He was
because he's always on the front foot.
He was smacking the Gold Coast.
I don't see Eddie now going, oh, we'll be giving compensation. I'd like to see somebody rule in his favour. So 133353, what sort of compo should Eddie and co from Collingwood cough up for Barmy?
Players.
Yeah. Oh.
Player swap.
Trade. Barmy for Pendles.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Get plate exit savings across the Mazda BT50 4x4 Ute range. See your local Mazda dealer today.